Hey, it's Mitch doing the cruise, December 16th, 1966. The first Jimi Hendrix single is released, Hey Joe, a song about a guy who shoots his old lady after catching her cheating. Hendrix is fronting the band Jimmy James and the Blue Flames in 66 when he leaves for the fertile music fields of England at the urging of his manager, Chas Chandler of the Animals. Chandler sets him up with a new band, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, a power trio of Jimmy, drummer Mitch Mitchell, and bass player Noel Redding. They record Hey Joe and Hendrix's original called Stone Free and peddle it to Decca Records, where it's rejected by the same guy who turned down the Beatles. Polydor takes it on a one-single deal and issues the song in the UK, where it lands at number 6 in February of 1967. Reprise Records issues it in America a few months later, but it goes unnoticed. England is enthralled by Hendrix, whose next two singles, Purple Haze and The Wind Cries Mary, reached the top 10 in the UK. It takes a while for Americans to discover Hendrix, whose debut album, Are You Experienced, gradually earns him a following, but not before he suffers the indignity of opening for the Monkees and then getting fired. The Hendrix cover becomes a standard, but many other artists have recorded it as well, covering an array of styles. But Jimmy's Hey Joe will always stand out.